We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Sixth Man Show, an Orlando Magic podcast, with your hosts, Luke Sylvia and Jonathan Osborne, covering all things Magic basketball, by fans, for fans. Go Magic! What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? You guys are back with the Sixth Man Show and the postgame live presented by Rock'em. Orlando Magic 121-83 winners at home, Game 3. Just put the beat down on the Cleveland Cavaliers. As always, joined by my co-host Luke Sylvia and the host of the postgame live, producer Kevin Tucker. How are we feeling, y'all? What a beatdown.
Yeah, and it didn't feel that way. It didn't start that way. You start the game down 10-3, and then all of a sudden you find yourself with a Franz Wagner 3, and you get another bucket, and it's like, okay, maybe we calm the nerves a little bit, and we can actually walk away with this one. I genuinely couldn't believe it for like the last second half, for sure.
That was something. It was funny. We were talking about it. It was like the first several minutes where it was kind of par for the course. Like, just like game one and two, we kept missing all these shots. Like, Kia Center was on the verge right there. Like, it was spicy. And then all of a sudden, you get Franz with a three, you get Jalen with a three, and then the rest is history. It was electric. Like, one of the most fun home atmospheres in a long time in Orlando, for sure.
Yeah, this is only the second home playoff game I've ever been to for the Magic. And in, you know, 12 years now that I've been able to go to Magic games, I've never experienced an atmosphere quite like that. Like, everybody on their feet, that last possession of the first quarter, Cole Anthony hits the three, Magic end the first quarter with the lead, and really never looked back at that point, and the building just completely exploded. I'm pretty sure we blacked out.
There was a point in the very early stages of the game, there was a point where I think it was a defense chant that was going, and it was just like so loud in the arena where I just like stopped. Like, I was chanting and I stopped and I just like looked around and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. It was deafening in there. I always kind of like in those moments put myself like in a player's shoes, like that's on the bench, and just imagine them like looking around having that same feeling of like, man, I can't believe this is all for us. Like, they're here to see us. We're down 2-0. But they're still here. So, Magic fans, you did everything that Paolo requested. You guys show up and help the way the Cleveland fans did at Rocket Mortgage. It showed up and showed out, and the Magic did the same for us with that 40-point win.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, obviously, if you go to regular Magic games, you know, there's a mix. There's, like, some of the diehards, but there's a lot of casuals that show up. You know, you got, you know, people that are from other places, transplants. You got, you know, tourists, all those things. The real ones showed up tonight. Like, the real ones were there, and you could feel it. And it was sensational. It was a lot of fun.
I remember 2019 Game 3 against Toronto, just, like, feeling, like, this tension in the air. I don't know what was different about the energy tonight, but it didn't feel that way before the game. When the Magic start missing some shots the first couple of minutes, you sort of feel the anxiety of the crowd. And like you mentioned, you know, Jalen hits a three, Franz hits a three. You know, you have a few solid defensive possessions. Cole Anthony ends the first quarter with a three there. And can we just talk about Paolo Banchero? I know how we've been so impressed with him these first couple of games. Tonight was legitimately, for people that don't watch the Magic throughout the regular season, and I know this was an NBA TV game, I just wish this game would have been on ESPN or would have been on TNT. Paolo Banchero tonight, folks, just 31 points, 13 of 26, 50% from the floor, 4 of 9 from behind the arc, 14 rebounds to lead everybody tonight, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 0 turnovers. He was a plus 28 tonight. Some of the shots that he was making in the third quarter, like, we were watching that dude ascend to super-duper star level. It was I know the three of us could not believe what we were seeing in real time.
That's what I was going to say. I was in disbelief that what we were seeing. Like, and that dude on this stage, like, that was his – that stretch right there was the best stretch we've ever seen from him. Doesn't matter if it was, like, a regular season game in Charlotte or playoffs, game three, you know, do or die against the Cavs. It was crazy.
Zero. You said zero turnovers?
Zero turnovers.
That was the final, right? So zero turnovers. There's another thing that's important for that stat line for context. Not just zero turnovers. He had 0 minutes logged in the fourth quarter.
Woof.
With that stat line. J.I., I believe, checks in for him in the beginning of the fourth, and I don't think he plays again in the fourth.
Yeah, I got to tell you really quick. My favorite stat line of the night, we talked about it in the car on the way over here, that Jet Howard had as many points as Darius Garland. Darius Garland ended up with 5 points.
It's just a testament.
Jet Howard had 5.
Jalen, we can talk about Jalen Suggs. I mean, this entire show could be a Jalen Suggs gush fest. Like, and hey, shout out really quickly. We didn't do this at the beginning.
Yeah.
But shout out to our wonderful hosts here.
Yeah.
Goaty93. You've heard us talk about him on
one of our
Patreon readout a billion times.
Yep.
He and his wife and their lovely family. We needed a place to record. We're like, we don't have a place to record. And they're like, come on over. And they've got refreshments and sandwiches. Like
some ham and cheese.
This is
sliders.
This is ridiculous.
Shout out Mary.
We're getting the superstar treatment over here. So thank you so much to Goaty and his wonderful wife and their family for having us. But Jalen Suggs, like, we talked about this not even all season, like even dating back to last season. Like, when we get to the playoffs, who do we think is going to be like a true playoff riser, and what kind of like what guy is going to have like a playoff moment? And as good as Paolo was tonight, like Jalen was right there. 24 points. Jalen was 9 of 11 from the floor tonight. 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block.
I didn't know he was 9 of 11. That's crazy.
Like, he had a stretch in the third quarter. Like, that third quarter was all Jalen and Paolo. Nobody plays to a crowd quite like Jalen Suggs does, and he was just so phenomenal. We've been talking all year about, like you know, Jalen earlier in the year, like the Denver game and just different games that he's had. You know, the loss to the Lakers, the third or second or third game of the season where he's crying and people are roasting him on social media, and we're like, we cannot wait to see this guy in a playoff atmosphere at home. And boy, did he deliver. Like, nobody knows how to play to a crowd like Jalen Suggs and just fire up the entire building.
Yeah. Hey, before we go on to talk more about this game, I do want to interrupt. You know, we've got a lot of people hanging out with us today. I've got over 220 of you here.
Good grief.
Want to hit up some of these super chats, though. Our guy Ty, Mr. TV, says, oh, don't let us get one, Cavs. Put the song on repeat. Luke, where are them nips?
I can't see. I had a change.
And the studio
employer,
audience goes mild.
And I don't think I can do that anymore.
Yeah. Luke's got a new job. As far as play the song, you guys can't hear it, but I'll let them hear it.
Magic. Uh-huh. Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic.
Whoa.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out. Beware. Let's go.
Incredible.
Love to see that. All right, we got Cool Beans with his signature line. Says, the Cavs can smell my fart. Let's go.
Dude has a real flatulence fetish.
He does.
P5, Franz, Buckets, and Jalen were phenomenal. Let's go.
Ty
with another super chat says, playoff Paolo is boring facts, man. He was unreal. Luis Cesario, yes, said Jalen had the pick and dunk of the game.
The windmill?
Little exclamation point.
Yeah. The jam of the week. That's
ridiculous.
The jam of the week.
Oh, yeah.
It's the jam of the week.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We got a super chat here. This one kind of made my eyebrows go up. It's 50,000 IDR. I don't even know where IDR is, like what that currency is.
I hope
is.
It's real dollars.
Manager Carmen, can you look up IDR currency? From Michael, thank you for that super chat. He says, sometimes you get the number one pick. And it's Paolo.
Hey, the Ringer is taking a lot of L's tonight.
Smash that like button. Play that song. Let's go, Magic. Thank you so much, Michael, for that. And then Greasy Nuts says, Cavs eat
We're going to stop reading these. It's going to go this way, brother.
I haven't even read it yet. It says, Cavs eat the poopy. Then we got Shah in here. Says, we wanted AB to be free. We got our wish. Love that that the defense never wavered. Likes. Love y'all. Thank you guys so much for all those very generous super chats. What a crazy night. Karma, do we have any idea about IDR yet? Well, yeah, but what country? Did it say what country? Indonesia. Okay, there we go. Thank you so much, Michael,
incredible,
for tuning in from Indonesia. And 50,000 IDR. We got another super chat just coming in here really fast. Oh, it's another one from Ty Mr. TV. He says, I need everybody to do the magic a favor. Go to every Cavs YouTuber and just hashtag play the song them. I mean, that's pretty tame. That's not bad. Ryan Singh with the super chat says, superstar Paolo is born. Team is on the rise. You better believe it. Another one comes in here from Adam. He says, Suggs, magic for life. Loved him pumping us up tonight. I love this team. Paolo was cooking. Can you tell the people what you told me in the car about how you feel like Jalen might love this team?
I genuinely feel like Jalen Suggs might love playing for the Magic more than anybody that I've ever seen. Like I don't want to say maybe more, but like nobody has loved playing for the Magic more than Jalen Suggs. And the way that he just like in between quarters, like going to the crowd and purposely getting the crowd. It's really like he's a WWE superstar. I have never ever seen an NBA player interact with a crowd the way that Jalen Suggs does with Orlando. And he has just become so beloved here. I just sign him to a lifetime contract. That's where I'm at. The fact that, like, your backs are up against the wall tonight. It's game three. It's win or die. You have not really shown up the way that you wanted to and performed the way that you wanted to these first couple of games. And for our big three, Paolo, Franz, Jalen, to come out and play the way that they did, like, I've never been more excited about what the team is doing right now. And just for the future of this team, like knowing that we have those three guys to build around.
In that first quarter, you talk about needing to get off to a fast start, a good start that first quarter. You have a combined 26 points among Franz, Paolo, and Jalen Suggs. 26 of your, 31 points total in the first quarter were from your three-headed monster. And Paolo Banchero even takes a page out of Jalen Suggs' book at one point in this game. When I think it was a timeout was called, and we had just obviously we're like continuing our momentum and capitalizing. Paolo even stands in the middle of the court,
dude,
and gives his get up, get loud.
Yeah. Getting chills. I am getting chills.
It was awesome to see because he was walking back to the bench, and you saw him process of like, wait, I want to interact with the crowd here, and he just stops on a dime and starts pumping up the crowd. It's infectious what Jalen Suggs does for this team from that standpoint. Franz was jawing all night with opposing fans, with players. It was just all around. I would love for that to be how game four plays out.
Yeah, and going back to that big three, one turnover combined for those three. One turnover. That's insane. Yeah. What I love about it, though, obviously the offensive numbers for the three of them combined were great. But again, like you mentioned, the defense never lapsed. Like the defense was nonstop.
Defense was almost perfect.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a high – obviously we scored over 100, which was thrilling. Obviously it wasn't like, it was a neck-and-neck, high-scoring game. Like offense was sensational. Defense was sensational. It was – other than that, the first few minutes, it was almost a perfect game for the Magic. Like I don't know what they could have done to have played better – over the course of the entire 48 minutes. Like, just what a response after the first two games.
That's as good, given the stakes, given the opponent, given the circumstances, that's as good as the Magic have played all year. I'd put that up with the Denver win, earlier in the year at home and at Denver, against Celtics at home, against Milwaukee, the last game of the season. And just, again, shout out to Kia, man. Like, Paolo Banchero called on the city. Like, we're going to need them the way that their fans, lifted them up in Cleveland. Jamal Mosley talked about it. Jalen Suggs talked about it. Mario Banchero was tweeting before that, like, hey, we're going to need a big game out of the building tonight. And I think there was a point, it was either, the midway point of the first quarter or the first few minutes of the second quarter, where it felt like the team's energy was sort of like coming back down to earth. And it was the building that picked them right back up, got them back into the game. I think it was just with a defense chant. And like the Magic just go on another run almost immediately. Like the city just showed out tonight. Everything that we have been asking for in a home crowd for the last decade, they've brought it all season long to their credit, and especially tonight. I've never been in an atmosphere like that, and it's honestly something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
For me, someone who you know, grew up, you know, in the area, grew up going to games at the old building and everything. Yeah. To me, like, there has been nothing like that in this building ever. Like, Dave, I mean, you've been nothing like it, right? And this, in this building, like, crazy. Like, it was so much fun. And I can't help but think what Saturday will be like. Like, this was like, obviously, it was do or die. You got to win the game. No teams come back from down 3-0, like, all that stuff. But now, like, I feel like this place smells blood. I feel like the team smells blood. Like, this was such, like, a comprehensive win. It's the kind of win that could totally change the series, right? And the big thing for the Magic is not to be too confident, obviously, but it was crazy.
It's not like the Magic came in and it was a 50-50 game and you won it by a few points. You won by 38.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing. This would be different. My confidence wouldn't be nearly as high as it is right now that this team can hang in there for the rest of the series and possibly steal it. Mm. If we had just gone back and forth and won, whether it was at the buzzer or by a few buckets, don't get me wrong, those would have been awesome, an entertaining win for this team. But there's just nothing better than the team proving me wrong that we, you know, we're able, we're capable. Once we get our shot going, we play our game. 9 total turnovers tonight. So you talk about what the Stars had. Franz has 8 assists, 0 turnovers. Mm-hmm. Paolo had, what, 5 or 6 assists, 0 turnovers. But for the entire team collectively to have 9, when you're a team that typically has 14 plus, 15 plus, that's not an abnormal night. To have 9 total turnovers, you shoot incredible from beyond the arc. That's just contagious. We saw kind of what Cleveland got at the start of a couple, you know, those last two games where Donovan Mitchell hit some circus shots and then all of a sudden everybody gets Steph Curry. And so tonight it was just incredible to see that momentum and swing completely the other way. There is no way that Cleveland tonight is comfortable sitting in their hotel room and thinking like, yeah, we still can win this series, right, as comfortable as they were in those first couple games.
Yeah, first couple of games, the way that the Magic shot, the way that they played defensively, you know, really most of the, you know, you think timely shots and you think like down the stretch of games for Cleveland, like the timely shots came in the first quarter and they were able to create enough space in those first two games to hold on to the lead and keep the Magic at arm's length. It's not like yes, the Magic shot the ball really well. I know fourth quarter garbage time skewed these numbers a little bit. The Magic shoot 51% for the game, 35% from behind the arc. Cleveland shoots 39% from the floor and 23% from behind
the
arc.
It's like the Magic.
It's like the Magic in the first couple of games. So if I'm Cleveland, it's not like, oh, well, the Magic shot the ball really well and they barely beat us. It's like, no, when the Magic knocked down shots,
right, we
didn't have a chance tonight. So I don't think the Magic are going to come into the next game like sort of overly confident. I think they'll come out appropriately confident now that they're at home. They've seen the ball go through the net, sort of got their swagger back a little bit. And if I'm Cleveland, if I'm a Cavaliers fan, we've got a series on our hand. You felt really, really confident after the first couple of games. And when we see, you know, analysts around the national media picking, you know, the Cavs in 6 or the Magic in 6 or the Cavs in 7 or the Magic in 7, this is the kind of series that we thought we were going to get. And we talked about this. Just get the Magic back home. Role players always play better in the playoffs at home. Teams always shoot better at home. And you know, the Magic have had like an offensive explosion in this series. The Cavs have not had that yet. So it's really encouraging.
And that's something that crossed my mind tonight too as we were watching. But there was something tonight that, Kevin, you alluded to Jet Howard and how he had as many points as Darius Garland, right? I think that Darius Garland's 2-for-10 performance tonight is genuinely going to play into the psyche for him the rest of this series, because last year when they played the New York Knicks, I was talking to my Knicks buddies about it, and they said Darius Garland, like on paper, had a good series, but he just had an incredible, I think it was game 2, they said. Mm. The rest of the series, he struggled a ton. He had like 30-plus in that game 2, and then just efficiency-wise, really struggled from there on out. If you can capitalize on that, Darius Garland, all of a sudden it's in his head, oh, this can't be a repeat of last year for me in this series. If you can take Darius Garland completely out of the series and handle Jarrett Allen like you did tonight, I think you can stay competitive here.
Yeah, here's the thing. Mathematically, game 4 is a must-win for the Magic, right?
Yes.
You don't want to go down 3-1. On the flip side, though, psychologically, game 4 is a must-win for Cleveland. Like, you do not want to give the Magic let them tie up this series, and then that guarantees, obviously, a game 6 at home. Like, if I'm Cleveland, they're going to give it their best, obviously, on Saturday.
And real quick here, I was looking for Saturday's Game 4 line. It is open. The Magic are 2.5-point favorites on Saturday. So if it all goes Vegas' way, the Magic will head back to Cleveland with a 2-2 series.
Yeah, we've had several more Super Chats come in here over the last several minutes. Let me hit these up. We got Adam, who says, Suggs, Magic for life. Loved him pumping us up tonight. I love this team. Paolo was cooking. 100%. Sam says, P5, Jalen Franz, the future is now. Let's go.
Sam, what up?
My first game of the season is game four this Saturday. Let's tie it up, baby. That's crazy. My days. You're in for a treat. Shane says, let's do it again Saturday. Everybody in. Let's go. John says, super chat for Super Paolo. Go Magic, 38-point smash. And Dark Reaper says, what a great performance. Let's tie this series up. Sam again says, Suggs might already be my favorite Magic player ever. Not going to lie. Yeah, he's up there. Alexander says, shout out to the Jet Howard three-pointer. Hashtag play the song.
Listen, pause. Jet's going to be disgusting next year. I'm just throwing that out there. He may not play a ton of minutes.
Yeah.
But we're going to have flashes from Jet Howard next year where
he's got game, man. He's, like,
a step back was crazy. Really,
it was insane. And the building loved it, too. Yeah. Michael Martin says, what? Cleveland can't score over 100? Nope. Not tonight. And then Luis Rosario says, this could be our best team ever, Shaq and Penny second. I mean, the foundation is there, right? Yeah. Like, the foundation is totally there. And so we got some time. We got to be patient. Let's not forget, guys. Just because homeboy went crazy tonight, he's still 21. Paolo Banchero did all that at 21.
Yeah.
Franz Wagner, 22. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that these things are happening this early at these ages is – my mind can't go there.
Did you already mention that Paolo was the youngest guy to do – like that's that.
No, I haven't.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the youngest guy to do 30-10 in the playoffs since LeBron. Since LeBron, the king.
I mean,
is that good? Against Cleveland,
pretty,
by
pretty
the way.
Good.
Against Cleveland.
Fitting.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, I think might
seems
be,
okay.
Yeah, might be a good time now to mention the sponsor of our live shows here, Rockham. Rockham is the world's largest sock store. They're located in Orlando, right down the road from Kia Center. And they make socks and underwear for some of your favorite
I'll get it
teams.
Up there.
Can you do it? Can you do it?
Pull my
here.
Pant leg back.
Here. I got your pants, bro. Everybody in.
I don't think they could. Okay.
Everybody.
I would do that, but I don't need you guys laughing.
I too am wearing them.
I'm wearing my Play the Song socks, actually.
Okay.
I was feeling bold tonight. I'm glad
everybody
you're
in.
Everybody in.
Right, Rock 'em.
Hope this was worth it. Yeah. Go to rock'em.com. Use that code MAGIC20. It gets you 20% off your order at rock'em.com. Again, socks, underwear. Great time to get some Magic gear. So big shout out to Rock'em.
Another quick shout out to our friends over at Jam Hot Chicken.
Yeah.
Luke did not make it today. Shout out to Jam. Closed early today so that their employees were able to make it to the game if they wanted to, you know, go and
love
watch
that.
It. Myself, Kevin, we went and slammed Jam Hot Chicken.
Just
out
tell
always.
Me what you had.
I got
we
the,
had
box.
The box.
Tell me.
We had the box.
The box is the did. Move. Everything's good. But the box, just like you get everything.
And we had Fat Ash cookies. Fire.
Oh, with an fire. H. I got
yes.
Fat
okay.
Ash. Fat we ash. Had the strawberry cookies. Lemonade and then the coffee toffee praline.
Wow.
Problem. Yeah.
Wild.
Wait, so is that permanent? Like, are they? Is that not just like a limited time
no,
collaboration?
I think they're going to be carrying it for a while. Yep. So shout out to our friends over at Jam Hot Chicken as well. 400 West New England Avenue in Winter Park. Tell them we sent you.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not wearing.
Goaty said, "Thank you guys for not showing the underwear." Yeah. You're welcome, everybody.
Carmen loves it when I wear the stuff.
Okay,
underwear.
All right, we're done.
All right, else. We're wrapping the show. Just kidding. Oh goodness, man.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all.
Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's see. You want to look at this box score, maybe?
I'm looking at the box score. Wanted to give a quick shout out to Franz. I know, like, the stat line doesn't jump out at you. 16 points, 6 of 12, and it was, you know, 1 of 5 from behind the arc, but he had a big three early that sort of helped get the crowd into the game. 5 points, 8 assists, like, especially in the first half, I just felt like he was awesome.
Yeah.
He was great defensively tonight.
12, 5, and 3 in that first half.
Yeah,
first
just,
half,
like, the big three showed up tonight. I know, you know, guys like Cole Anthony, you know, came in and made some plays, but, like, tonight was legitimately our superstars needing to be superstars, and the way that they played – Paolo was just so good, man. We could sit here and talk about that all night. But, like, those guys showed up and gave everybody else on the roster confidence. And those, and even Markel had a nice game off the bench. What was it, 11 points?
Yeah.
He made some timely baskets to keep growing the lead.
And the thing with Franz was, again, as I mentioned earlier, like, the beginning of that game, those first several minutes where it was, you know, a little tense in the room, it was Franz who got the first 6 points, you know, just kind of jump-start everybody and was like, settle everybody down. And then Jalen hit the three and all that good stuff. It was, big shout out to Franz. Obviously, we talked about Paolo. How about, let's talk about Wendell starting. Okay, that was a big move. Obviously, J.I. starts the first two games. Wendell gets the nod tonight. You know, offensively, obviously, Wendell's not going to jump out at you 2 points, you know, but, and only 5 rebounds. I thought he had more than that. But I thought physically, he made life very difficult for Jarrett Allen early on in this game, which, by the way, Jarrett Allen ends up as their leading scorer with 15 points, which that's when you know you're down bad. If Jarrett Allen, great player, by the way, had a nasty block on Franz. Like, that was unbelievable.
Had that dunk gone, this game might have been over a lot sooner than it was had Franz did that dunk, because the building was ready to explode.
Yeah, so no, I don't mean that as a slight to Jarrett Allen, but when you think about the other talent that they have on that team, Jarrett Allen should never be the leading scorer in a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. I don't know if it's the answer to everything. I'm not sure it was the reason why this blowout happened, but I for one thought it worked. Like, that switch worked, having JR with the bench unit. I don't know, Luke, what do you think?
I think that with this, the aggression of Wendell is what stood out to set the tone. It wasn't so much like what he gave you throughout the game, because, like you said, his rebound total wasn't as high as you might have thought, but I think it's because he got off to such a good start, and aggression-wise, he was in there making plays and really not afraid of the moment. And shout-out to him. I mean, I didn't think that it would be an issue, but you think about mentally, like, you're a starter all year, and then you get benched at the last game of the season, and then you find yourself in the playoffs in the same situation, and then for a coach to call your name again. I don't know if that instills confidence or if it's like, you should have ridden with me the entire time. But regardless, I think Wendell did great for what you were asking of him. You're not asking him to score a ton, especially when you've got guys like Paolo, Franz, and Jalen putting on basically the entire night. But Wendell, I thought, was great aggressively. And I think Jonathan Isaac coming in off the bench, that's just a spark. That's a spark and something that maybe we just need to ride out the rest of the playoffs and figure out the rest of the offseason. He was a spark. And then, obviously, Cole Anthony, shout out to him. He was awesome as well in a lot of moments tonight. Yeah. So
you can talk about spark, even a spark in the building. Like, Kia Center loves Jonathan Isaac, right?
Yeah, so checks in.
The second he's walking over the scorer's table, there's, like, a buzz. What'd you think about Wendell starting?
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, I think we talked about this on the last pod. I wasn't convinced that, like, Dell was the chess piece or the move that you needed to make to shift up this series. Like, for me, it's always come down to the shooting. I thought Wendell was fantastic tonight. I think he did help set the physicality and set the tone early on with Jared Allen. I do feel like that's probably needed in the starting lineup. So I would, I mean, it worked tonight. I don't think you're going to mess with that again going into game four. So I think Mosley should stick with that. For me, obviously, like the biggest difference in the game was the Magic were able to knock down shots. That's been the story of the entire series with both of these teams. And then like Paolo Banchero's rebounding tonight, I think it was 14 rebounds. Like he's a physically imposing guy. He's a really smart player. Him to be able to just take the ball off the rim and go the other way and get this team into the offense, I think is huge.
And seven were offensive rebounds as well,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, look at that. Like, yeah, he was crazy. Just incredible. Like, we need more of that from Paolo because he is capable of doing that. And rebounding was a massive sticking point for us, especially in game two. So the way that, I mean, Paolo, I just, like, I was literally looking to the heavens, thanking God for sending us Paolo Banchero tonight because I haven't.
He literally
seen,
did that, by the way.
I'm not lying.
I literally did that. To the heavens.
And say thank you,
and
God.
Say thank you, God. Yes.
Like, he just.
And
is,
he meant it.
I absolutely meant it. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God, brother. Paolo is just so good tonight, and I hope that all of these idiots in the national media that try to slight him every opportunity that they can. I hope you were watching tonight because to me this was like, again, I would have loved for it to be on ESPN or TNT because this was like Paolo's coming out party.
Yeah, for sure. We've already talked about obviously the big three and how great they were, but particularly Paolo, this was probably his best game. Statistically, this might have been Jalen's best game. 24 points, 9 of 11, 3 of 5 from 3, hit all three of his free throws, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block.
Menace defensively.
Only one turnover. And yeah, and then look on the flip side, what Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell did. You know,
Donovan Mitchell was ready to swing on
six.
Jalen
he
tonight.
Was, yeah. Jalen Suggs was definitely under his skin. 6 of 16 for Mitchell, 2 of 10 for Darius Garland. This might have been Jalen's best game too. Like,
just all things considered, I don't.
Right.
I'm not going to argue.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, you mentioned Markel off the bench had 11. Mo only 2 points tonight, but also had 6 boards, 17 minutes. We mentioned J.I. 8 points in 16 minutes. Cole Anthony, like you mentioned. Not just made shots, he was over 50% from the field after going 0 of 11 in the first two games. He was 4 of 7 tonight, which was huge.
You need that every game from Cole.
Huge. It's a game changer. And then Joe Ingles comes in, doesn't score, only plays 9.5 minutes. And then you had the third unit, Caleb, AB, Goga, Jet Howard, and Chuma all got to get some playoff minutes tonight. Hashtag free AB, and tonight he got to play. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, I did really also want to look at some of the team stats over here, because it's always interesting. Obviously, the Magic won every quarter. That third quarter, though, 35-16.
That incredibly important, obviously, goes without saying. Yeah. But how many times have we seen this team go up in the first half, and then in the third quarter, they lay an egg?
Yeah.
So for them to get back on track in that way and do something they typically don't do in the environment that they were in tonight in a must-win scenario – It cannot be overstated how important it was for you to, A, score 35 points, and B, hold the other team to 16.
We were legitimately debating with like 11 minutes to go whether it was, you know, time to start the play the song chance.
Yeah.
Because the game just felt like it was over.
But yeah, it was. You're right. At halftime, it was a 16-point game. That is still hanging in the balance.
Yeah.
So to go out there and outscore him by 19 in the third quarter, it was – and then after that, it was all party. Like fourth quarter was just party. You know, there was no stress. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Magic get 48 points in the paint. Cleveland's 42. You get 22 fast break points tonight. Biggest lead, 43 points for the Orlando Magic. They led by 43 tonight.
So stupid.
That's insane. You know how many quarters we didn't – well, I mean, halves we didn't score 43 in the first two games, and we outscored them by 43 at one point. That's insane. 46 bench points again. You get Cole going. J.I. scored. You know, that was great. And again, only 8 turnovers tonight for the Magic, which is they're gonna have a chance to win any game if they only have 8 turnovers. So, yeah, what a night! What a game! What a box score! I mean, you name it. I mean, again, I don't know how this night could have gone any better for this team. It was a thrill. We got a couple more super chats that came in here. I love this one. Shane says, "Tell Jarrett Allen the lights are brighter in Orlando." I mean, I think he knows. I think he knows. That's pretty funny. Allen says, "Playoff Paolo is a real thing." Really is. And then John says, Jet Howard match Garland in points. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. It is so funny. Yeah, Garland scored the same amount of points as dollars of your super chat, 5. So thank you for that super chat. Not just you, but to all of you guys. Yeah, 5 points for Darius Garland. So, I don't know. Where do we go from here?
We just go to game four. Yeah. We go to Saturday. I know that you're going to be in the building.
Yep.
I don't think that you have to shoot quite as good as you did tonight. You've got to be able to knock down threes, especially early. We know it's going to be another great Kia Center crowd. You've got to try to make it as ugly as possible for Cleveland's offense. You've got to do a lot of the same things that you did tonight. You've got to rebound. You've got to take care of the basketball. You've got to knock down threes. I mean, the Magic were knocking down everything tonight. I know that the offensive explosion from Cleveland is coming. It's just, are you going to be able to match? Like, they're not going to go an entire series, you know, not scoring 100 or 110 points. But when they're able to do that, how are our guys able to answer? And one of these games, we haven't had a clutch game so far. None of these games have been close to the last five minutes. A game like that is coming, and I think our guys have been tested in those situations all year, and I'm really looking forward to see how they rise to that challenge. But they've got their swagger back. They got confidence back tonight. They've seen the ball go through the basket, and Gary Harris wasn't even making shots tonight. I mean, he was big in game two, but had Gary been knocking down shots, maybe this is a 50-point lead. I don't really know. But, it was really the big three tonight, and if other guys, like Mo Wagner didn't have a big night tonight, Joe Ingles is yet to really have an impact in this series. Just win game four, even up this series, go back to Cleveland, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, hey, I do see someone in the chat that wants to see the shirt that was given out tonight, so I'll hold one side.
And while you guys do that, for game four, the most important part is starting fast. You have got to get off to a good beginning because, like Jonathan said, that offensive outburst from Cleveland is it's going to happen at some point, and it just is going to matter how many points you have on the board at the time that they start to explode. Yeah. You need to have a solid lead. You need to have a double-digit plus lead so you can try to weather the storm a little bit. That is going to be the most important thing. If you get a fast start in game four, I like our chances to win the game. I do want to say really quickly, Paolo Banchero, through three games in the playoffs right now for his career, Paolo Banchero is averaging 25.3 points per game, 8 rebounds flat, and 4.3 assists, 49% from the field, 6.7 three-point attempts a game at 35%. So league average on almost 7 attempts. That's not small volume.
How old is he?
21 years old.
He's 21.
I mean, 21 years old. Sometimes you get the number one overall pick, and it's Paolo, you know?
Yeah, shout out Waz.
Sometimes.
Ringer L's, yikes, man.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I guess for me, you know, talking about Saturday, like I said, we had the diehards there tonight. Like the big Magic fans were there tonight. I don't know how many of you will be back on Saturday, but if you are, you just got to bring it. Like
Saturday's on TNT.
TNT, 1 o'clock, yep. There is I think it's the Puerto Rico Festival Parade. Is Saturday at 11
here?
So downtown should be bustling already. So obviously make note of that as you're making your way in for the game on Saturday. But yeah, if you're going, I mean, if tonight's any indication, I cannot wait for Saturday. I'm already so fired up. Can we just play game four tonight? Can we all go back and just do it again?
I think our guys would be ready.
They would. That
more
is
ready
fast
than Cleveland, at least mentally.
Yeah, Cleveland would be in shambles.
Yeah. So 1 p.m. tip. Hopefully. They'll right the ship and clear the record, make us forget about that first game on TNT that we had this year.
Yeah.
And yeah, against OKC in February and right the ship a little bit.
Do we know who is announcing?
No. Last I can check. I checked right before the game. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to TV broadcasts, but I checked. Yeah, it's true. I checked right before the game. I didn't see it, and it's still not up. Yeah. So we'll find out. Be fun if it was Stan. Imagine Stan.
I love that.
Brian Anderson and Stan. That'd be really fun. But yeah, it's gonna be wild. So all I'm gonna say is, Cleveland, don't let us win Game Four. That's all. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't let us do it.
Yeah.
Don't let us do it.
I think it was after the Franz or the Jalen three, we were down like 10-9.
Yeah.
And it was like a timeout, and I tweeted out like, "Don't let us get hot." I was like kind of joking, but they let us get hot. Unfortunately for them,
they didn't get the memo.
Yeah. They messed around and found out. So
Yeah, like I'll just that. Break after the first quarter, like the entire building on their feet for that last possession, Cole hitting the three, the entire building just going crazy for like 2 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Man, that's just such a fun game. And again, just shout out to everybody that was there. Could not have been a better atmosphere.
Yeah. That was the moment I knew. I was like, okay, we're in this. Like we got this. Like once we got through that first quarter, shots were falling. I was like, okay, we're in good shape. And then we were in really, really, really good shape.
We were in great shape.
Yeah.
Best shape of our lives, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, all right. I think that's gonna wrap this one up. So, folks, don't forget Game 4. If you're gonna be in Orlando, if you're able to be in the building, be in the building. You might be able to hear from our voices. We gave it all. Kevin's gonna be there again, giving it his all. If you're gonna be there, stand and cheer, like Paul Porter says. I don't think Paul Porter may not be there on Saturday. He might be doing PA work for the Lightning. But if you're gonna be in the building, I mean, I think we said it the last pod. Like, if we don't let those guys down and we bring an atmosphere that is going to bring them energy, they're not going to let us down. So let's get another win. Don't forget, the next episode of the Six Fan Show is going to be filmed after Game 4. Our guy Ben will be outside Kia. So as you're leaving that game, you know, the Fan Fest stuff is going to be going on. So he'll probably be in a similar area, maybe a few feet away from there. But be sure, especially if we tie up the series, we want you guys out there, you know, going crazy and just expressing your excitement and your feelings about this team and that game. Again, shout out to Godey and yes. his lovely wife for letting us hang here and having a place to record this. Thanks to all of you. How many do we have in here
at this point? 230 right now. We were over 250
before,
earlier.
Before you leave, like this broadcast. Yeah,
please.
Like the postgame live. Subscribe if you haven't already. It'll help us a lot. This stays up for people to catch afterwards.
It's true.
That's right. Follow us all across social media at Six Man Show. If you want to help support the show like our boy Godey does, you can find us at patreon.com/thesixmanshow. Helps us do stuff like this. Literally, we couldn't have all three of us gone to this game tonight if it had not been for our patrons. Magic tickets are a little bit expensive these days. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but again, just what a game, what a win. Shout out to Kia, shout out to Paolo and Franz and Jalen and all the boys for getting it done tonight. That is going to do it for this episode of the Post Game Live Show presented by Rock'em and the Six Man Show. For producer Kevin and Luke Sylvia, I'm Jonathan Osborne. You all have been listening to the Six Man Show, and we will catch you guys next time. See ya. Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Show. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Spotify to get new episodes downloaded directly to your phone. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to give us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps out the show a lot. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Sixth Man Show. We'll catch you guys next time. Go Magic!